Alex Dupree on 99.3 and 105.7 Kiss FM. I've been waiting for you guys to call me. It is Ron DeVoe and Ricky Bell of BBD and New Edition in town this weekend for the big show. Hey, guys.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
How you doing, fellas?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
They ready for us then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You better bring it when you come here to Richmond, too, because that's just how they like it. They'll be ready for you to bring it.
All right, cool. We're ready to bring it.
Well, look, I was doing my New Edition research last night. I was watching If It Isn't Love videos and all that good stuff. Candy Girl.
Right, right.
How about Beyonce's video for Love on Top, where she paid homage to you guys?
Love on Top, if it isn't love.
That was kind of cool, right?
Right, right.
So I got Belle and DeVoe here. So let me ask you some BBD questions, first of all. When you guys came out, and it was so hot, you guys came out of the gates on fire. It was interesting. You came from squeaky clean New Edition, and you guys were in the background, and then BBD, and you got the women in the videos, and this type of in-your-face persona. I'm wondering, was that the real you guys coming out after being in this squeaky clean group, or was that image created for you guys?
I think it's a combination. It was really us, and I think the reason why we had so much fun and so much success with it is I think that people could really relate to it. And it was, you know, New Edition, when we first got together, was our R&B roots. It was the music that we grew up to listening from our parents is what inspired us, you know, to even want to sing and perform, was the into other groups like, you know, the Temptations, the Jacksons. It's kind of where we got our own style from. But we had everyday lives, and, you know, as we got older, we did hang out in clubs, and we didn't dress like we were on stage, you know, like with New Edition.
Right.
So it definitely was our personality. We liked to dance. We liked to, you know, when you were young, you know, we flirted a lot. We messed with girls, and we partied. And so that was just the other side, and that was something that we always wanted to do.
Okay.
Even with New Edition, you notice with all the New Edition songs, it was either a rap song or raps incorporated in, you know, in all of our songs. So, you know, just the hip-hop and the rap lifestyle was something that we always felt we were a part of.
And your music was so much fun. That's what oozed out of everything you guys did. Were you guys just out there constantly just testing it? Like, maybe if we push it this far, can we do that? Or will they let us get away with this? Let's see.
For us, we would come up with ideas. It wasn't really to test it, but we would sit up all night and just brainstorm about everything, about how we wanted our concert show to start off, to what we wanted the concept of videos to be about. And these ideas would just flow and flow. And, you know, even though there was some of them were daring, we spoke with the A&Rs and the guys over at that played videos, and we kind of had a feeling of what they would play and what they wouldn't, what they would be against. And we always asked the question of why not. We always tried to find a slick way to put it in there, to say something or to capture an image that was right on the edge, but at the same time, you had to ask the question of why not. They know what we're talking about, but they still have to play it.
And you two specifically in the background, Belle and DeVoe with New Edition, so I didn't know that much about you, honestly. And so when this whole BBD came out, and let me tell you, you guys were the pioneers of the point and squat move in the video.
Right, you ain't never lied, and you'll be seeing a little bit of that, you know, in Richmond on the 28th, as a matter of fact. We still get down low for the point and squat, for sure.
You got to. It just ain't right without the point and squat.
Yeah, but it was crazy at the time, you know. We had the Cool It Now song, and everybody knew the Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, if I love a girl, kids, who you like. But, you know, at the time when Ralph and Johnny were going solo, it was like, yo, Ralph is going solo, Johnny's going solo, what are the other three gonna do? So to really have the inspiration that we got and the confidence that we got really from Bobby being able to step out and do as well as he did with that whole prerogative run, that was the thing that made us feel like, man, you know, yeah, we are in the background and all of the above, but, you know, one of our alumni at New Edition jumped out and did what he had to do when he just grabbed the reins. We felt, okay, well, let's take a shot at this thing. Really, the idea was brought to us because we were, at the time, looking at it like, well, I guess we're just going to fall back and wait until Ralph and Johnny finish their little solo careers up or what have you, and then maybe another year and a half or what have you, we'll get back to New Edition and we'll jump back in the car.
Right.
But, you know, fortunately, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and another buddy of ours, Lou Silas Jr., who passed on, they came with the bright idea of us going ahead and doing a group. And from there, it was like the light went off and we were like, look, we're going to be the offstage version of New Edition. And we had the confidence to make it happen. And it's a special thing because 20 years later, Poison is still banging the clubs like
it's
21 and over clubs like it came out yesterday.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Blessing.
And who is that girl? Come on, just between you and me. When you were saying me and the crew used to do it, that's a real girl. I know it is. Not going to tell me.
Right. No names, no faces.
On that note, hang tight, fellas. Don't go anywhere because I still got some more to talk to you guys about, including everything that's going on with Bobby. But I got Ricky Bell, Ronnie DeVoe from BBD and New Edition as they're gearing up to tear it down this weekend at the Coliseum here in Richmond. More with them on the way. We're Kiss FM.